This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Griffin coming up 10 until 2. Larry Richard, the Big K Morning Show with our anchor man, Paul Rasmussen. And I look up on TV. And what do I see? First alert weather. I see meteorologist Mary Hours. And magically, we can bring her to you right now. Mary, good morning.
Hello. Good morning. How are you?
Good. This happens to be the 32nd anniversary of the release of the movie Groundhog Day with Bill Murray. And in that movie, every day is the same. We started this year with 21 straight days of measurable snow. This feels like winter for the first time in a long time, and we have kind of a mix potential here in the next 24 hours. What's going on?
Yeah, I feel like our temperatures have been all over the place, too. You know, we had a nice 60-degree day, and now it's just like a battle between the seasons. We're in the 40s, so that's why we're really seeing, you know, a lot of these wintry mix and freezing rain events, because it's still so cold at the surface. So when you get that, you have that warmer air aloft, you have that warm front that's moving in, we get that period of freezing rain. So today, starting at 1 o'clock and going until early tomorrow morning, we do have the potential for freezing rain again. Now, you know, it's one of those things where Pittsburgh really doesn't get much because that warm air rushes in so quickly. The temperatures warm up fast, but it's going to be things, it's basically going to be north of I-80, Laurel Highlands and Ridges in the mountains, where any rain that falls and it comes into contact with that surface of 32 degrees or below, you're getting some ice accumulation. And it really looks about a tenth of an inch of ice accumulation. We had two of these events before, and we did get a lot for the Laurel Highlands, but it doesn't look as bad as that. So we don't have that ice storm warning that we had before, right? So we just have that winter weather advisory. Still could have slick roads for sure, bridges and overpasses, freezing first. And that could be during the evening commute. So north of Pittsburgh especially, and if you're traveling east, you have to be very careful.
Mary, in terms of the timeline on this and the weather, the temperatures tracking, I imagine from what you're saying, we're going to be above freezing or higher for a period of several hours.
Yeah, Pittsburgh should be okay. Mostly just seeing rain. It's really going to be those areas north, you know, when you get to those high elevations and you get north of I-80, places like, you know, Du Bois, they're going to stay colder longer through late tonight. So it takes a while for the ground temperature to catch up with the air temperature in those areas. But Pittsburgh, I think we should be okay.
Well, good news, pitchers and catchers report to Bradenton for spring training today. So a sign of spring, and we have 4.5 weeks until it's officially spring. And then I love when we change the clocks, you know, that's always, so it's coming, but we've had, what, some of the coldest air we've had in a decade.
Yeah, it's been really cold. And right now, I think for February, because we had that 60-degree day, we are still above normal for the month so far. But, I mean, January, we ended over 5 degrees below average. We still have some cold air coming our way for the end of February, trending below average for our temperatures. And I think it starts on Monday. So it's going to be some more cold weather on the way.
Mary Hours, look for her on KDK TV. We appreciate you jumping on with us this morning. Mary, thank you.
No problem. Have a good one.